This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's KALW's Julie Kane.
All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
Where is the Golden Bridge from here? Can I have your binocular a little bit for your time?
Oh, I see. Ah, it's a little.
When you get up to the top, you have a 360-degree view.
I got it. I zoomed in. It's perfect.
Think you know what that was and where we recorded it? We sent KALW's Lizak Shalit up a hill to meet someone who knows all about it.
And we're looking at the Golden Gate Bridge north. And then if we turn east, we see downtown perfectly with shadows and sun. We can see across to the East Bay beautifully. And looking south, you can see the South Peak. And you can see down the peninsula to Daly City. My name is Lynn Oakley, and I wrote Twin Peaks, the Twin Peaks book for Arcadia Publishers.
Oakley's been looking at this view most of her life. She's a fifth-generation San Franciscan who lives on Twin Peaks in the house her grandfather built almost 100 years ago.
So we're coming in the back. So this is the original house from 1920.
It's a brick house with a wrought iron gate on a street lined with million-dollar homes. But once upon a time, it was just an isolated cottage on stilts.
My grandfather, Edward Raymond Moffat, always called Moff, was considered the mayor of Twin Peaks because he was the first one up here this high.
Oakley's grandfather built the house himself with wood salvaged from the 1915 Panama Pacific International Exposition. His family thought he was crazy.
They said, you're a fool to go up there. There were no roads, there was no water, electricity, nothing.
Rising up more than 900 feet in the geographic center of San Francisco, Twin Peaks has always been a focus of the city's history and legends. The Ohlone believed the peaks were once a single mountain, united as husband and wife.
And they argued so much that God split them apart.
The Spanish called the two hills Los Pechos de la Chola, the breasts of the Indian maiden. And when San Francisco came under U.S. control in the 19th century, each hill was given its own name, Eureka to the north and Noe to the south.
Both of the peaks were underwater that millions and millions of years ago, about 2,000 miles, they figure, west of where we are right now out in the Pacific. And with the continental plate shifting, it pushed these up.
Geologists know this by reading the rocks. Walk along the figure eight road that circles the peaks, and along the sides you'll see layers of rock about 2 inches thick. This is chert, small stones so sharp the Ohlone Indians use them for arrowheads.
And they make these thin ridge-like patterns in the rock, and we'll show you over here.
Oakley takes me up one dirt path and down another. We're headed to the southern peak to look for volcanic rocks that were formed underwater, called pillow basalt.
It's hard to see. It's kind of round. At the top of this hill, you see like cushiony type formations. And this hill, the southern peak, is made primarily of pillow basalt, while the other one is chert. So they're not identical. When they call them twin peaks, they're not really twin.
A bus with side mirrors like giant antennas zooms past us. Twin Peaks is one of San Francisco's top tourist destinations, and this driver seems intent on delivering his sightseers to the top before it clouds over.
Most of the tourists, though, go to the Christmas Tree Point, and it was called Christmas Tree Point because the firemen used to have a competition every Christmas to see who could decorate their firehouse the best. And the police said, oh, yeah? Well, we're going to put up an enormous Christmas tree, which they did in the 40s or 50s, right here at this point. And it was huge. It was about the height of these towers.
Oakley points to the fire and police towers that stud the summit. Across the parking lot, swarms of people crowd an observation deck. They're chatting in all kinds of languages, pointing out landmarks, and trying their luck with the telescopes.
Damn, ate my money.
Where is the Golden Bridge from here?
Oh, I see. Ah, oh, it's a little.
Not everyone's vision for Twin Peaks came true. Chicago architect Daniel Burnham had grand plans to turn the peaks into a European-style park with fountains and Greek pavilions.
And San Francisco embraced it, and it would be beautiful. Then we had the 1906 earthquake, and they said, it deals off.
So no fountains and no pavilions. Today, the lower slopes are thick with private homes. But the summit of Twin Peaks is protected by the San Francisco Recreation and Park Department.
Twin Peaks itself is sacred. You can't touch it. You can't build up there. And thankfully so. I just see that it's going to be taken care of. I think people realize what a treasure it is.
Atop Twin Peaks in San Francisco, I'm Lizak Shalit for Cross Currents.
This week, a bunch of you thought you knew exactly where we recorded, Coit Tower. Now, that's not right, but it could be. See, we didn't really make this week's hint specific enough, so nobody gets a t-shirt this week, not even me. We're taking a break next week for Cesar Chavez Day, but we'll have an all-new mystery sound ready for you when we come back. In the meantime, if you have any suggestions for what would make a really good audiograph, give us a call, 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. We love hearing from you. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.